and fishing from a powerboat. Don't you think, Mr. Renfields?
Well, it does put you down more to the level of the fish, Your Highness.
I knew you would understand, Mr. Renfields. You see, I can fish from a powerboat in the lakes of my country anytime, but never like this. This is fun.
Yes, Your Highness. Your Highness, are you all right?
Quite. And you?
Fine, fine.
What happened?
We struck a reef. I'll have us clear in a minute.
Mr. Renfield, look.
Oh, not so. But I think we can keep up with it. Your Highness, you won't mind bailing.
I better not mind. There's a storm coming this way. Is that it?
This could be serious. If that storm catches us here, we could be pounded to pieces.
But the sun is shining.
Around here, the weather changes fast. That storm could be here in 10 minutes.
I wonder, if we got out and stood on the reef, I believe you could float her off.
Well, it's worth a try. Hold it. We'll have to wake those sharks out. If we can. All we have to do is worry about getting this boat off the reef.
What's that?
That's a dolphin. I don't think they're dangerous. His Highness is the Crown Prince of Rugat. Someday he'll be king of that country.
Why?
Bud, you're staring.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that is quite all right.
Castles and all?
We have 3.
Would you care for some more tea, Your Highness?
Thank you, Mr. Riggs.
Oh, hold it. I'll get it. Your Highness.
I wish you would call me Kaza, all of you.
You run an admirable rescue service, Mr. Ricks.
Well, thank you, but it's really the boys. They train Flipper.
We didn't do that much.
Flipper kind of figures out most things by himself.
An amazing creature.
You should see some of the other things he can do.
I would like to very much. Mr. Enfield, I suggest you arrange our schedule accordingly.
Your Highness, we're due back in Washington.
Not for 3 days, I believe.
Well, yes, but it would be a distinct pleasure and an honor, Your Highness, to have you and Mr. Enfield as our house guests.
Thank you yet again, Mr. Ricks. You are most kind.
You're welcome.
Yes, yes. May I use the phone, then?
Certainly, right here.
I'll call the hotel and have them send over our things.
Boy, is he gonna have a swelled head.
Hmm?
Oh, I mean Flipper. When I tell him that he rescued a real prince.
Okay, here we go. Your Highness?
But I wish you would call me Kaza.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now what do we do?
That's up to his head. To Kaza.
Well... Do you think, Flipper, do you think he might give me a ride?
Well, it's all right with Flipper. Now, all you have to do is hold on to his dorsal fin when he goes by. Here he comes. Hold on.
Are you all right?
Thank you. I'm quite all right.
You cut your knee. We'll have to fix it. Bud?
Yeah, I know. I'll have to get the first aid kit. I always have to get it.
No. It's just a scratch. It isn't necessary.
You're wrong, Your Highness. You cut yourself on barnacles. It can get infected real easy.
Yeah, I'll get the kit.
Yes. Yes, Porter, we've had a splendid time. Marvelous.
Well, that's good.
It's made a wonderful impression on Prince Kaza, you know. Very helpful. The kingdom of Rugad is technically a neutral nation, you see. It could go either way. But with the prince so favorably impressed, it's likely to go our way. However, I would like a little insurance. I'd like to give Flipper as a gift.
Oh, wait a minute now. You're not serious about that, I know, because Flipper's a family pet. I just can't give him away.
No, I'm most serious, I assure you. Don't you see? Flipper will be the perfect gift. And the prince will be simply delighted to have him as a pet.
Now, wait a minute. I don't think you understand. Flipper is Bud's pet. He and Sandy found him and they trained him. He belongs to them.
Not really. They don't own him legally, do they?
Legally? No, I suppose they don't.
Legally, Porter, Flipper belongs to the people of the United States, like all the other animals in this park. Isn't that true?
That's right.
And now the people, through their government, are going to give Flipper to Prince Kaza as a token of their friendship.
Look, I've got an idea. We'll give a dolphin as a pet to the prince. But it doesn't have to be Flipper, does it?
It has to be Flipper. And I'll get the necessary papers if I have to. I would like for you to ship him out tomorrow. Please arrange it.
All right, Mr. Enfield, if that's the way it is, I'll get started on it right away.
Hey, Bud. What took you so long? And where's the first aid kit?
Oh, I guess I forgot it.
Oh, boy. Do you have any kid brothers?
Three.
Then you know. Come on, I'll get it myself.
I'm gonna hide you out for a while. Just till they leave. If I don't, they'll ship you off to Rugosh. I don't know where it is either, but it's a long ways from here. Now, come on, boy. You can hide it. Now stay here. Good boy. Now stay.
Dinner will be ready in about 5 minutes.
Oh, fine. Well, I'm starved.
Where's Prince Kozlov?
Is he out with Bud?
He's getting dressed. Bud's still out on the dock.
Well, you better go down and get him, Sandy. I don't want him to be late.
Yeah, certainly not tonight. This is something of an occasion, and I'm going to make a very special announcement, as you probably know.
No, sir, I don't.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Sure, Dad.
I didn't tell Sandy or Bud.
Oh? Why not?
Well, I guess I was hoping for a reprieve or something. Thank you, Kaza. If you want to be seated, dinner will be ready in a minute or two.
Thank you.
Dad, Bud's gone.
What? I looked all over. He took the skiff.
Oh, that's just great. What a time for him to go off on his own.
Perhaps he didn't go off entirely on his own, Porter.
Well, Flipper's probably with him, if that's what you mean.
Exactly. I imagine that's what happened, don't you?
Well, if it is, Bud will bring him back. I promise you that. I'm sorry, Kaza, but looks like dinner will have to wait a while. Come on, Sandy. Sandy, give me those glasses. Try it again.
You really think that's going to do any good?
Sure. Flipper always comes in when he hears it.
What if he's told not to?
What do you mean?
Mr. Enfield means he thinks that Bud took Flipper away deliberately.
Why would he do that?
He probably did it because he heard that we were going to make a presentation to Prince Kaza. But I assure you, it will be made.
What presentation?
My government, Your Highness, is venturing to offer you a slight token of our affection and esteem.
Thank you. But what has that to do with this?
The token, Your Highness, is Flipper.
Flipper.
Mr. Enfield, there he is.
Dad, he wants us. Something must have happened to Bud.
Thank you.
the skiff. Be around here someplace.
Okay, Flipper. Okay.
There he is, Dad, over on the beach.
Bud, are you all right?
Bud, what happened?
Looks like a bite. Let's get him back to the launch.
Yeah, Bud.
Dad, where's Flipper? Is he okay?
He's fine, son. Just fine. He's right over there.
So dumb about Flipper, Kaza.
You were?
Yeah. I guess we gotta give Flipper to you. To show that we like your country and that we're friends. You will take care of him, won't you?
Well, Bud, I don't see how I can.
Well, all you have to do is make sure that he gets enough to eat every day.
I will be in Brugas, and he will be here with you.
What? You mean you're not taking him?
I do not need Flipper to prove that we are friends, your country and mine.
Whoa, did you hear that, Flipper?
But what about Mr. Renfield? He'll flip. Remember, I am the Crown Prince of Rugat.
Everyone loves